The advice given by your mother is very wise and just suitable for you. For fulfilling one's wishes, one should indeed worship the lotus feet of Lord Hari. My dear son, I wish all good fortune unto you. Go to the bank of the Yamuna River and bathe 3 times daily in her waters, which are very auspicious, sacred, and clear. On her banks, there's a virtuous forest named Madhuvan, where one draws nearer to Lord Hari. There, prepare yourself an asana and sit down in a calm and quiet position and practice 3 kinds of breathing exercises. Thus, gradually control the life air, the mind, and the senses. Completely free yourself from all material contamination, and with great patience, begin to meditate on the Lord. His face is very beautiful. His eyes, his nose, his forehead are all very beautiful. His form is ever youthful. His hue is blue, yes, blue. His eyes and lips are reddish, like the rising sun. He will always be the defender of those who surrender and those who have reached perfection. In seeing him, feel complete satisfaction. He's an ocean of mercy. Surrender to on the lotus of one's heart, he is situated. On that forearmed form should be meditated. The nails of his lotus feet shining, and his lotus face always smiling. One who meditates in this way will be freed from all contamination, as he'll taste day by day love of God without cessation. Now I shall teach you a mantra, which is very confidential. One who chants this mantra for 7 nights can see the siddhas flying in the sky. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Make a form of the Lord out of clay, and while chanting, worship him by offering him water and purified fruits, flowers, flower garlands, or even newly grown grass, small buds of flowers, or the barks of trees, and the best of all, tulsi leaves, which are very dear to him. In this way, absorb your mind in the Lord. In order to have full control over yourself, you should be very sober and peaceful. You must be satisfied with whatever fruits and roots are available in the forest. Besides worshipping the deity and chanting the mantra 3 times a day, you should meditate on the Lord's transcendental activities. Anyone who thus engages seriously and sincerely with his mind, words and body, aloof from all kinds of sense gratification, is blessed by the Lord according to his desire.